That's your currency as a real estate agent.
So the big question is, what are top agents doing to absolutely crush it in real estate, grow their teams and add more transactions year over year while so many struggle? To get the answers, we interview top real estate agents to learn their secrets to success. Listen, we believe every agent should make a minimum of $100,000 per year, and we're on a mission to make this happen. We've already helped over 100 agents achieve this with our coaching. So if you want to fast track your business growth, get to your first $100,000 in GCI or add another $100,000 in GCI using social strategies, then head over to go.eliteagentsecrets.com, or you can just click the link in the description below. Also, just make sure to follow us, hit that subscribe button, and if you get any value from this at all, please tell a friend and leave us a review. My name is Andrew Dunn.
And my name is Peter Michael. Welcome to Elite Agent Secrets.
I want to dive into your third and final topic, which is to do with the infamous work-life balance and figuring it out. Obviously, we touched on earlier, pulling at Peter's heartstrings there about spending time with your kids and those golden years. How have you, and you know, I'm sure this is still a work in progress for you. It is for us. I'm a workaholic. I mean, Peter would say he is too. I enjoy it though. The thing is, like, I'm different. I don't have children, not married, anything like that. So it's like I've got a lot more freedoms that I can just basically do what the fuck I want when I want, which is why I choose to race cars. You know, that's my life. So
don't crash them.
Yeah, whatever. So unpack your third and final secret, which is work-life balance.
Yeah, I mean, even for you, right? We're all in different kind of stages, right? So you're the single guy living his best life, crashing race cars is a great crashing race cars. Is, I think, I can't say that. You get what I'm saying. Obviously, you're a new dad, family man, and I'm kind of the seasoned vet dad. Life is life, man. It goes by quick. And, you know, not to be hypocritical, I've got to get better at this. So, you know, you say practice what you preach, but like life comes at you quick, especially in real estate. So, you know, take it from me, you know, pull back a little bit, take it in. You got to be present. I know that stuff people say all the time, but I've just lived it. You know, I have a kid that's going to be driving, a freshman in high school. And I felt like I was in Arizona where he was born just yesterday, you know? So for me, you got buckets, right? And I steal everything, right? I'm into Tom Ferry coaching. I'll give Tom, hey Tom, a little plug. You got these buckets, right? And you got a life bucket, you got a family bucket, you got a work bucket, you got a physical like health bucket. And if any one of them is overflowing, the others are not doing well. It's as simple as that. So for me, the last 2 years have been a challenge because if you don't have those structure and process and procedures in place, you just jump on that hamster wheel and then you just lose 2 years of your life, right? And you may be at your kid's baseball game, but you're not there, you know? So for me, your number one client is you, okay? So if we're talking about the breadwinner of the family, mom or dad, single parent, whatever, if you're not right, that's going to trickle down to your clan, right? Like your family's not going to be dialed in. So some of this seems selfish, but if you can't take care of yourself, I think how can you advise and take care of other people? And, you know, I was real big into the gym and trying to be a little bit healthier. And it just, that's one thing that I'm lacking right now is just even the time to do that. So I think I need to kind of work on that bucket. I will never miss one of my kids' games. I have a big time coach coming in tomorrow that I'm supposed to kind of be there, real estate coach. And my kid with the weather, everything's changed schedule wise. I'm leaving early. You know what I mean? I'm not going to miss it. For me, it's about the people, right? And I'm talking about even your clients, but more importantly, your immediate family and friends. You know, my wife, she's amazing. She's a stay-at-home mom and she kind of CEO of our company, but she sees the worst part, right? You know, we put on social how great we are and closings and, you know, we're doing, you know, whatever we're doing on social in front of million-dollar homes and you come home and they see that. And that's like, man, it's almost like a little bit fake, right? Cause you don't showcase the bad stuff. So you just got to take care of those people. And I think communication, you know, her and I have tried to get a little bit better because I come home and she sees how great things are on social and I come home, I'm completely exhausted. So I'll flat out text her, hey, I'm having a rough day, you know, just so she gets that kind of context that, you know, we've been married 16 years. She knows how to push buttons, and maybe not even on purpose, but like me giving her the heads up that I've had a rough day and I just want to kind of come home and just give me a little bit of space or let me be grouchy a little bit. But you got to be right, you know, so take the time for you. You know, and then you got to, I think I'm not big on time blocking. I want to be big on some of this stuff, but like, I think the toughest part for real estate people is our job never ends, right? So, you know, I'm in my home office right now and like, it's work. It's in my house. So like, I'm never away from it and the internet and the phones. So, you know, for me, I love to cook. So I do a lot of cooking and I coach my kids' baseball team. So the phone goes, it stays in the dugout. And I will tell you, it took a little time where I was like, oh my God, the world's going to end. And that's where my people come in. A shout out to my team. Lindsay's my operations manager. She was absolutely amazing this last weekend because I was on the baseball field. That's for me and my time with my family. So just focus on that.
I feel like our episode, we've had a few analogies, so I've got another one. The one I always think of where it's like, you got to look after yourself and be first. It's like the whole oxygen masks on you when on the airplane. It's like, I know you automatically go to do your kids, but it's like, listen, if you pass out, you ain't doing you or the kids. So do you and then do your kid. And it's kind of like, that is what work-life balance, if you want a physical representation, that's kind of what it's got to be. If it's like your family life, your home life is you and work is kind of the kid in this. It's like, you got to look after you, get that mask on, and then you go and do that shit. And, you know, I think there's a lot to be said. It kind of goes into mindset and like mental health and stuff where it's like, you got to be right. Like there is a lot of rich, unhappy people. Something you said really early on in the interview that actually resonated with me. It's like, I didn't do it for the money. And I know you're in a certain place where you're not that concerned about it, I'm guessing now, or haven't been for a long time. And a lot of people aren't there. What a lot of people don't realize is a lot of people get trapped in that flywheel where they become millionaires, multimillionaires, multi-multi-millionaires, and are fucking miserable. They just feel like they are trapped. We actually had a guest on the show, really smart guy as well, very heavy hitter, was with Berkshire Hathaway for a long, long time. And when he came on the show, he basically was like, I'm done. And he was going into the coaching side and he was listing like all the top properties. Like he was hot shit, like very good. And he was like, I just got trapped in this flywheel. Like I've made millions and millions and millions of dollars. Like I've just got all this money. And he's like, I'm just not happy anymore. And he's like, I've done this now for a few more years. And he's like, just realized I like the team and I like coaching. And it was like, so I just had to make the choice to pull the plug. And it was like, you got to make the decision at some point. Like if making all the money makes you happy, sure. But a lot of people, it's kind of a status facade thing. And it's like, look how cool I am. At a certain point, that fucking wears way, way thin. And, you know, if you lose your family or your kids or good friends over that, then it's like the real question is, was it worth it?
Love that analogy because that's the best analogy. You know, and it's one of those things where I think we take for granted money, right? Like, I mean, I'm not going to come on here and say that it's not a huge part of why I do this, but because I want to have, we love to travel. We love to have fun with my family and my friends. But the moment that's not fun, I mean, what does it even matter? And, you know, it's one of those things where for me personally, I've been with Make-A-Wish, I've already mentioned earlier, for probably going on 12 years now. At one point, I needed something, and this is selfish to even say, I needed something to kind of slap me in the face and say, hey, man, how good you got it, right? Yeah. You know, if you see a sick kiddo, there's nothing worse than that. So I'm actually a wish granter. I go to their house. Now it's more virtual, but we find out what they want to do, and you got the sick kiddo and their family, and it's like, okay, man, money doesn't solve this, right? So for me, that was kind of something that's always stuck with me is, you know, money is very important. It makes the world go round, but, you know, experiences and just, you know, relationships and just seeing how good some of us have it and health, right? So, yeah, totally love that part.
So with that being said, we have had an amazing interview, but I want to give you the floor. I want to, if you're growing your team, you're looking for more referrals, people to send business your way. If you've got something else going on, or you make your wish stuff, how could people reach out to learn more, whether it's phone, email, website, social media? Let the people know where you're at.
Yeah, thanks. First, I'll take the opportunity to thank you guys. This is a lot of fun. Yeah, and you guys are a lot of fun to talk with. And, here we are. I love it. So thanks so much. Anytime you want me back and you have 3, 4, 6 hours to spend, just let me know.
To drop some more value.
Trust me, we may take you up on that.
I get a little long-winded. Surprised my operations manager, Lindsay, isn't like, hey, are you done yet? To answer your question, Yoast Team, YOSTTEAM.com. Instagram is kind of our preferred social, and that's Yoast Team, Joe Yoast Team, at Joe Yoast Team. And that's pretty much how you can find us. I mean, we'd love to connect with people around the country. Would love your referrals. We have tremendous 5-star reviews with Zillow, and our clients are literally everything. One last statement, your clients, your people that's your currency as a real estate agent. So, if you ever have somebody coming to Pittsburgh, just know that we will take care of them. We will literally bend over backwards for them. So,
Joe, it was amazing. Everyone, we hope you've enjoyed listening to this as much as we have chatting with Joe, and we will see you in the next one. Oh, and by the way, if you're listening to this and you aren't making over $100,000 per year in GCI and you're looking for a predictable system to get you there, then head over to go.eliteagentsecrets.com.